Captain Abdelkader Yassin.
It's the first championship of its kind. Dozens of participants pedaling it out in the long blockaded Gaza Sea. Madeline Kulab is one of the few women taking part. She says it's an exciting opportunity.
Girls in Gaza are talented, but as you can see, there are only 4 kayaks for nearly 60 athletes. We want the world to help us develop these talents to enable us to participate in global championships.
Israel refuses to allow kayaks to enter the Gaza Strip. It considers them dual-purpose goods, items that have civilian and military uses. At any other competition, there would be enough of the narrow crafts for all the participants. But here, the 57 athletes are sharing the 4 available. The Palestinian Sailing and Rowing Federation says it asked Israel several times to lift the ban, but received no response.
We ask all parties to apply pressure and help us to develop this beautiful sport. People of Gaza love life and enjoy practicing water sports.
However, it didn't discourage the competitors to put in long hours of training. Mahmoud Abu Ghanima lost both his legs during Israel's 2008 war on Gaza when a missile struck near his home. He and other amputee athletes are competing as a team, even though these kayaks are not adapted for people with disabilities.
Despite my disability, I have participated in many tournaments, like bodybuilding and swimming, and the most recent is the rowing tournament. These sports have motivated me and given me the strength and determination to keep going.
The federation says it wants to set up academies to train other rowers in Gaza, but Israeli restrictions have always stood in the way of its plans.
With limited resources but huge ambitions, these Palestinians want to prove that the Israeli blockade won't deter them from achieving their dreams. Yumna Sayed, Al Jazeera, Gaza.